This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Oh, boy, Vin, it's Monday again. Woo!
Did you have a good weekend?
I would say I had a weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, based on the things that we're, you know, dealing with, sure. I mean, I have a little bit of hypochondriac in me, so...
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I mean, I'm honestly, every twitch is like, what's that? So I've got that sort of, the possibility that I've got it in the back of my mind most
I know, every times. Little, like, this morning I was like, oh, my throat's a little bit sore. Mm-hmm. Is that just, you know, it's dry from...
I guess that's everybody then. Yeah, I feel the same way. So.
Well, hey, I imagine that's the reality for all of us is that, and like I had to go out and restock a few things,
yeah,
for the house, and you know I'm doing all the things I can to not have it be a deal, but it's a deal. You're walking around and
I know
they've taped off the floors at my Whole Foods so that people are spacing, and yet no one spaces.
That's annoying.
I mean, just like you know. I realize it's harder to walk around, but you just blew right next to me to get in line. I don't know what... So anyway, it's just the reality of there's still a ton of people out there that aren't, I guess, taking it seriously enough. I don't know.
I have somebody who works at a grocery store, and she's a clerk, and she wants to weigh in on that if you're interested.
Yeah, let's talk to her. Is that one of our frontline capeless
yeah,
heroes?
Yeah, exactly. One of our essential workers. Hey, by the way, I just want to let you guys know, right now we're on Instagram Live.
Oh, we are?
Vinny, you didn't pick up, so you're not on it. Maybe that...
Can we
might
get
be happy
Vinny
about
to,
that.
Can we yeah, get I Vinny on this?
Call
so
you again
Vinny,
right now if
you
want.
So, Vinny, we're all on Facebook Messenger, which I downloaded.
Yeah. No, I
night.
Got it last night. I was exchanging texts with Nicole yesterday, but and I've been sitting here next to my phone. So how did you call me?
I'm ringing you again right now.
Do you see it?
I'm not sure if it's coming through on your end. How's our audio, listeners? I mean, I've got a bunch of great responses. Like, you know how the Instagram Live goes? Just all the
yeah.
The
can
the scrolling
I switch
of the texts.
Over to Instagram Live and watch that?
Yeah, go right now. Actually, you're on your phone right now. So
I am.
If you do that, the people can't see you.
Oh, shoot. Right. Of course they can't.
It's okay. I mean,
all
if
right,
you want to look at
it,
you can go to the other page if you
oh,
want.
There it is.
Yeah, but I want to, you know, I want to still be on the thing. I don't, you know what? I'll just take your word for it. I mean, I'm sure people.
I'm thinking about just doing the Lost 30 as a test today.
Yeah.
And seeing how it goes.
This is all of us sitting at our house. Oh, and it looks like Vinny's video is connecting.
All right.
Yay. Uh-oh, Vinny, turn your mic off.
Do what?
Oh, yeah.
Turn off your mic.
You're going to mute yourself.
Oh, crying out loud.
So are you feeding our audio somehow onto the Instagram Live, Bryn?
That's correct. It should sound good.
You're amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Wait, so people can see this or they can't?
People can see this right now as
Nicole!
I'm live. Yeah.
I was going to get all pretty for everybody and put on some clothes. And of course, Nicole's like, no, no, no. That's well, just us.
No, it that
the
was.
Just it, sprung this on me this morning.
Yeah, I just sprung it on her, too. Yeah. I mean, we could have done it through FaceTime or any other app, really. But the Messenger thing was about the fact that I like the four screens, how it's super symmetrical and even,
yeah,
as opposed to
I like it better.
The other way where things pop up and get bigger and smaller.
Well, they just left a lot of space on the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is cool, right?
No, it's fine. I like it. Listen, and you know, it's all good news. It's all, everything I hear, it's just great news. Things
is that right?
Nope.
Tell us all this good news you've been hearing.
Well, look at us. We're doing a live thing on Instagram right now. I did a couple live things on Instagram this weekend.
You
well,
did?
Actually, no, I think I just did one now that I think of it. Yeah, well, you know, I can't say I had a terrible weekend. I can't say I had a great weekend. It just, you know, it's a...
I saw the post that you wrote where you were sounding, I mean, you were sort of expressing
I know,
feelings.
I almost want to... I feel like I'm torn between taking that down and just leaving it up because I know people are going through it. But and it was like just a moment of just, I don't know, I just have these like really blue moments. And so I put it up there. It's just, you know, someone pointed out that what we're all doing is grieving. We're grieving over the life that we've lost. That, you know, and sort of the unknown that's coming at us in this new normal. Now they're saying April 30th, right? The quarantine.
We're well, the quarantine has been extended, yes, but look, I read a whole thing about the likely, you know, sort of end dates of this, and based on science, it's not likely that this will be, that will be clear to go back to normal on April 30th.
Right.
Like, enough of the population won't have had this and recovered from it. And possibly become immune, which they still don't know if that's the case.
Right.
That you become immune. So the gathering thing is going to be in position. The gathering problem is going to be in position for a while.
Right.
Like concerts and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, well, even like in New York, New Jersey, even in Florida, they're setting up places where they're stopping people to see what states they're coming from. And so it's, you know, and then if you're going to come into the state, you got to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. And I mean, it's just the traveling is off, gathering is off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just, you know, I'm glad that we're doing what we have to do to be safe, but it's definitely, it's just a hard time.
But as far as deleting your post, I understand that, you know, there are people who react in weird ways to, I mean, it's your page. You should be able to put what you want on there, right?
Right.
So I don't have a problem with people expressing themselves, but I do know there are some out there who are like, hey, I'm out in the middle of this and you're at home. Lucky you, you know.
I know.
All right, look, I mean, you want to be that way about it, I guess, but, you know. My own personal feeling is there's my friend who's a little down. There's nothing wrong with you expressing that.
Thank you. That was, you know, and it wasn't even that people were giving me crap about it. It was more that I just didn't want to, I don't know. I feel like part of my job is to be, you know, don't worry, it'll all be fine. And so I had that sort of moment of weakness. But you know what? In the end, I'll.
Yeah, but you're not a Kool-Aid salesman.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I get it. we are supposed to stay up, and I don't think, you know, I don't, fear mongering is not the show that I want to be part of.
No.
I've heard some of those shows on the AM dial, and the hosts of those shows are excellent at it. I've even found myself, when I've heard that, and it's been years since I've listened to that stuff, just for the purpose of it, of knowing what it was, but the sky is falling every day. In some of those radio show worlds.
Well, like the sky is falling equals ratings.
I guess, yeah. But I mean, that sort of hyped up level of fear at all times, I don't know how they sustain it, but the people who've done it well have made a ton of money doing it. So good on them, I guess.
I
want
so.
No part of it, though.
No, I definitely feel like that brings you down, too. You know, I generally speaking have a much more positive attitude. We actually did see some people over the weekend on Friday. No, I mean, you know, 10 feet apart outside.
Oh.
on Friday, Hot Ass Danielle came over with her husband to pick up. I made her these pillows. And she was coming to pick those up, and she dropped off 4 live lobsters and a couple pounds of steamers.
Whoa. She knows the way to your heart, doesn't she?
She sure does. Well, listen, she was saying, too, she goes, these aren't like an exchange for the pillows or anything. She's like, we were ordering for ourselves, and we decided to grab some for you, and it just happened to work out that way. So I made her these, like, she gave me a bunch of jeans, and I made patchwork pillows out of her jeans. And they were so cute. And so it was just the sweetest thing. So that was really nice that, you know, we killed the lobsters and ate them. That's right. Animal lovers, we killed the lobsters. They were delicious and buttery. I always feel so bad when I kill lobsters because they...
You do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, they are alive.
How do you kill them?
Drop them in the water.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. And then
isn't the story with lobster that the meat is ruined
they have to be alive when you,
right?
Yeah, you can't really cook a dead lobster. It just doesn't. It's no good. So we did that on Friday night, and that was fine. And I had So while they were here, we had a beer out back with them, and then I had one more beer, and I fell asleep right after dinner. So Friday night was like, woo. Watched Scott Capurro's live show, and I was falling asleep during that and was just out by 8:30. So that was great. And then
good
on
for you.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Well, what's the, you know, I mean, you can't go anywhere. There's no possibility that some big doings is going to happen. You're not going to be, you know, John's not going to come running in and go, I got a great idea. Let's go.
I know, but it's just, you know, I always feel so resentful when I fall asleep early on a night that I don't have to. You know, because I'm so like annoyed by my bedtime in general. Mm-hmm. And then and then I slept until like noon on Saturday, just stayed in bed all day.
Wow.
And I know. And then on Saturday night, or actually Saturday afternoon, Scott and Edson, who are bored out of their minds and just driving all around, we social distanced with them as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they came out and sat, you know, we have this setup on our back porch where we've just put the chairs really far apart. And
you guys put tape down on the floor?
We don't put tape down, but we're all pretty good about it.
So you had visitors twice this weekend.
I know, it was like social hour, but it was nice. I really enjoyed having them here to talk to. It was nice to see them. And but they're, of anyone I know, they're out constantly. Like, he's constantly out walking.
Well, that's why I would be worried about him coming to my house.
No doubt. I mean, we took precautions.
Scott.
But, what's that?
You're saying Scott, right?
Yeah, Scott.
Right. Yes, last week, Scott was, he was like, hey, can I come over to the station after you're done working so you can show me how to do the IGTV thing? Because he wants to post longer clips of his shows. And I was thinking, first of all, why are we going to hook up? Why don't I just do it through FaceTime?
Yeah.
And secondly, I'm not even at the station. He goes, oh.
Yeah, we're not here, Scott. The world has shut down.
Yeah, yes.
Last night, I finally got around to moving my car. I mean, for 2 weeks, it's been sitting in my driveway, not moving. And so I'm like, let's take it out and go for a ride. Because it had cleared up, like the sun. It was pouring all day yesterday. And then all of a sudden, it was sunny. I'm like, let's just go out. Let's get out.
Was that like dinner time for you?
It was
later
after,
in the day, right?
It was after dinner, like maybe 6 p.m.
Yeah, yep.
So
we're expecting sun this week.
I saw that, Vinny. I'm so hopeful. I would love a sunny week. That would be great. I just feel like my life is just waterlogged right now. But we went out for a drive, and actually, so we just drove through neighborhoods and stuff, and there's this loop near our house where there's all these houses that are under construction, and it's fun to go because every day there's something, not lately, but most days there's something different, or they finished the house up or whatever. And I couldn't believe how many people were outside. I mean, I get it. We were cooped up all day yesterday. It was finally sunny and people were out walking, but it was, you know, it was just to the point where, because there's those little mountain roads, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you're driving around in them. And so you got to walk, you got to basically walk your car behind these people until you get around the curve and you can see that you can go around and not slam into some other car. Because it was, I just thought, I don't think I've ever seen this many people out. Because I would walk that loop sometimes and not see a soul. But now everyone's like, I got to get out of my house.
Yeah, the dilemma is becoming just how shut down do our outdoor spaces have to become to protect us from our bad social distancing. And it seems they're continuing to shut down more and more. I drove the coast with my family on Sunday just to get out of the house. It was early in the morning, and they've shut most of the parking lots down. At least
so
the state.
Gathering spots, they're discouraging you.
Yeah, they're trying to keep people from being able to park and then go out onto the beach. You still could park elsewhere and walk that way. I mean, there's if you want to push it, you can. There's no question. But I was just surprised as we drove, that not only were a lot of spots shut down, but there were police everywhere. Like a policeman followed us up the coast. And a policeman followed us down the coast. It wasn't personal. We weren't doing anything reckless. It just, there were a lot of them out there.
They're out looking for people.
Well, and they're trying to hold some kind of line, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it's
so
weird because...
So you guys didn't do the beach at all, and if you had, it would have been empty?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
So you guys didn't do the beach at all, and if you had, it would have been empty.
Yeah, we just drove the coast. We had no plan on getting out of the car. The whole point was to just get out of the house, stay in the car, try to be safe, but at least see a different view than the walls we're living in, or however. Anyway, it was just to break up the day, and it was fine. It was cool. But I think what's weird is, you know... I've heard Americans are, I don't know what the social distancing reality is for most European and Asian countries, but I've heard they're much closer than even Americans are. Is that, I don't know if you've had
any.
I
don't know.
I've heard that even on subways or whatever, the spacing becomes almost none. Like they're used to being sort of.
Sardined in
each other's space. I don't know if that's true. I haven't traveled much, but I do know that
I noticed that in Japan, and I weirdly we were talking about how when you even just visit Chinatown, is that Bryn? You can speak for the Asians here, can you not? I've noticed that more with Asian cultures than I have. I didn't really ever notice that in Europe.
What about the crowds?
Just social spacing
and
the fact that people in general will close talk to each other more often.
I do feel like I've heard that though, Vinny, that Americans have we need a wider space and that there's.
I don't know if it's true and I don't know. I'm not trying to. But my point is we're clearly not that good at it because we're all in each other's space right now, even though we've been told not to be.
Right.
It's a trip.
It's
going to be hard for a country like Japan where, you know, the subways are like sardines.
Right. There's just so many people. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I definitely, I was out at Target and I definitely noticed that even some of the employees, because on one hand, I think the employees should be given respect and given space. Like they have to be there and the customers should be doing their best to give them that wide berth, right?
Yeah.
But I found they were moving right into my space as I was trying to shop. And I guess, look, they got jobs to do, but I absolutely felt like, whoa, fella.
They were in masks, Ben?
I did not have a mask. I had gloves on.
No, but the employees, I mean?
No, they were not wearing masks.
I'm wondering why more people aren't. I mean, I get it. You know, at first they're yelling at us, don't, you know, masks aren't for you, whatever. It seems like if I'm wearing a mask and you're wearing a mask, you know, people spit when they talk.
Right. No, and that's the main way this is going to spread with the droplets from your mouth.
If I'm not spewing any droplets and you're not spewing any droplets and we're not spewing any droplets, maybe that's
the mask thing has been a huge mistake. Like they came out and said that won't save you. And the truth is every single one of us went, then why do doctors want them? No, yeah. I'm wearing a mask. And then they came around and said, oh, it's because there's a shortage and the doctors need them. Okay, well, that's different than what we were told initially, right?
Right. And basically, I mean, look, and I've been reading a lot about it as I'm still waiting for my elastic, which I may take a bungee cord apart today. Apparently, there's tons of elastic in that I can get at. But it, honestly, and I even got a note from them because I thought I was getting, who cares? Anyway, I was reading and reading and reading about these masks, and they are saying that a mask is it'll cut your chances of getting something airborne by 58%.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that seems significant.
Absolutely. And I actually have one, but left the house without it. So that's genius, right?
Right.
No,
well, once I get some going, I'll send you a pack and you can just put them in your car. And...
Well, I went dry. So I left first thing in the morning on Saturday. Like, I'm going to get these things. I'm going to get home and I'm going to have it done. And as I'm driving there, I'm like, oh, I didn't. Oh, I just left the house without a mat. Like, what's wrong with me? And then I went, but I'm not turning around.
No,
so,
right.
You know, we'll see how big of a mistake that was. I hope not.
None. Zero. You'll be fine. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right.
So on a bright side, Ozark right. dropped on Friday. Did you watch any of it?
I didn't watch it. We watched.
I started my first season, so don't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, you're like, so lucky.
Ozark, it's so good. I know.
It is so good so far. I'm loving it. I'm on episode seasons. 8 of season 1.
Oh, boy. You're really jumping in.
You plowed it.
Yeah, I did.
Have what you met about... the hillbillies with the poppy field yet?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that in season 1? Funny.
It is in season 1. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those actors are excellent. Like, there is a quiet menace to both of them that you sort of go...
The husband and wife?
Yes. You just want to shower after their scenes. Like, ah, God.
I know. The lemonade. Oh, boy.
I'm going to grab some lemonade. Yeah, that's right.
No, hon. Yikes. Oh, my God. I almost feel like maybe I should go back and watch those other two seasons. We're not watching any TV. We watched... We did wind up watching one episode of that Tiger King show because that was everywhere. Like, you couldn't turn around and avoid that thing.
I finished that over the weekend.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Don't say anything to me.
Oh, my God. I can't even explain it to you. And
you love it or you hate it?
I loved it.
Okay, good.
Just because of how crazy it is. It's just so crazy. And then all of the articles that I was trying to find for Sarah, it's all Tiger King stuff. So you should watch it.
I watched the first episode and as I was reading what everyone's writing about, like, oh, my God, this show. Like, I get that the first episode that I saw is really just a setup. Here are the three main characters in this show. This Joe Exotic guy who was in the news.
Yeah.
We talked about him a few months ago. He was convicted of paying to have someone murdered.
Mm-hmm.
He was?
He was. He's in jail right now.
So, oh, he is?
Yeah. So for 5 years, they'd been filming this guy's life and his struggle against this woman who's an activist, for not keeping tigers in cages. And then there's this other dude, like in, I don't know, Georgia or something, who's got another zoo.
Yeah.
Where they've got all these big cats. So I know something's about to happen.
Oh, the end of each episode, it's like right when you think it can't get crazier, like the way the director ends each episode, it's like, wait, there's more. And it's like,
oh my God.
How is there more?
How can there be more?
Exactly.
Well, I know I haven't seen any of it and I will. I'm sure I'll get to it.
Vinny, I think you would like it just because it takes you. There's so many twists and it's like, this is real life. These are real people. It's crazy.
They just happened to be doing a documentary on this whole thing as all this crap went down.
Yeah. And the director's like, just keep rolling. Just like,
it's so crazy.
On Facebook, I already saw this was my experience with this Tiger Guy show. I already saw the answer these questions and we'll tell you which character from Tiger. And I'm like, that's the same thing that got us in trouble last time
with there the was election. An election. Don't answer any more questionnaires, you guys.
Yeah, stop with that.
Yeah,
just decide which character you are for yourself,
or just decide you're none. I want to be none of those characters.
No,
they're
awful.
All awful.
They're
and
awful
the teeth,
people.
The teeth on that show are just. I just want to like
the haircuts
go into
on that
dentistry.
Show too.
The haircuts and the teeth. Oh boy, and the outfits.
Hey, we're super late.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we are.
KLLC, KLLC HD, 1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.